Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study this theme, making friends for God. The joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 6, Unlimited Possibilities. Tuesday, the purpose of spiritual gifts. In his epistle to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul makes some interesting statements. We see the Christians in Ephesus, they were very special to Paul. It is the church where he stayed for the longest time ever. In Corinth for 1 year and a half, and in Ephesus for 3 years. And in the other villages, cities, a shorter period. But not because he wanted to leave so early. He had to, otherwise he would have been killed. So when Paul appeared on the scene, you could be sure that the city is divided in a jiffy, in two groups. One saying, "Oh, wonderful, go on, preach, preach." And the others, "One more word and we kill you." This was the reaction. Paul preached as if he had a sword cutting in two. An assembly. Either they were for him or either they were against him. And those who were for him, they were in favor for him. They would have died for him. And the others wanted him to die. And to Ephesus, to the people there, to the Ephesians, Paul writes the following in his epistle, chapter 4. Verse 11, and he, God, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different functions. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Spiritual gifts. Spiritual functions. What for? What's the sense of this? What is the purpose of it? Next verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why are there apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers, prophets? For the work of the ministry, educating the people for the work of the ministry. This is the purpose of spiritual gifts. Not to show, look at me, I'm an apostle. I'm honored by God. I'm more than you. No, that's not. They have a special function educating the followers for the work of ministry, that they are all ministers for God. And some have the work of pastors, teachers, prophets, apostles, evangelists, whatever. Educating the people, the followers of Jesus, for the work of the ministry. That's the purpose. So it's not for myself that I'm the superstar. It's for the Lord. And this is so joyful. When you see that through your help, someone
is helped and can work in a ministry for Jesus. And I do not think of a paid ministry, of a volunteer ministry in the first hand for everybody. This is God's purpose with spiritual gifts. Being educated for the ministry of the work for God.